Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is just one person on the text line, so I don't want to make this seem like this is a consensus or majority thought. But I also feel like we got to be realistic about the baseball team that you cheer for. Someone sent in, C-Dot, signing Mikel Garcia just doesn't move the needle for me. Sure, he had a career year last year, but what did that mean for the Royals? Why didn't the Royals go get Kyle Schwarber? Why didn't they get Alex Bregman or Pete Alonso? Those are the kind of signings that real big boy teams make. Garcia is meh. It's just a little brother signing to me. If your expectation is for the Royals to be the Yankees, I would just suggest you find another baseball team to cheer for. If the expectation is for the Royals to be the Dodgers or the Mets, I would just tell you that you have set yourself up for a lifetime of disappointment when it comes to them. That I would say, this is exactly what the Royals need to do to win, and this is exactly how the Royals have won. They have a 25-year-old potential star. I don't want to call him a superstar, but they have a potential 25-year-old star. If you hit 280 and have 16 home runs and 75 RBIs, if you continue to grow and develop and can turn into a 20 home run, 80-85 RBI guy and could potentially hit 290, you have a very solid baseball player at a very cost-effective contract. That's how the Royals have to do it. The Royals have a pretty solid foundation. Now, we'll see if they can put it all together, and we'll see if the Royals can make a move or two in free agency to fill in the gaps. But if the Royals are going to get back consistently to the postseason or be a team that can legitimately be a threat, they're going to do it because of how they draft, how they develop, and being early when it comes to signing those guys. So you got to hope that a Vinny Pasquantino hits. You got to hope that you can re-sign a Bobby Witt Jr., which they were able to do, a Mikel Garcia. So if the expectation is for the Royals in free agency to go out and sign Pete Alonso, who signed 5 years, $155 million, I'm just telling you, you're wasting your time when it comes to the Royals. That's just not who they are. That's never who they've been. That's not who they're going to be. Now, you might be disappointed in that, but I'm just telling you the economics of baseball, it ain't really set up for Kansas City to be that kind of team. They have to operate and maneuver in this way. And it usually comes with them being smart. In 2014 and 15, they were really smart. They had a couple of pieces. They traded them, filled in the gaps, along with their homegrown talent. And you saw what they were able to build that into. If the Royals are going to be good again in 2026 and beyond, that is just going to have to be the model that the Royals continue to follow. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we are actually going to head to Denver, Colorado. The Broncos have a very important game this week. They are at home against the Green Bay Packers. That is one of the more important games of the week in the National Football League. Here is Vern talking about how he thinks this was a no-brainer extension.
Yeah, it's a darn near no-brainer so much as if Mikel Garcia would sit down and have this conversation. If he's willing to do it, if he's down with the financial security that the Royals can provide, the Royals should be happy to provide that financial security and also give themselves some cost certainty moving forward. But it eats up one, maybe 2 years of his free agency. And much like we saw last year, similar to what we saw last year with Cole Reagans, you're going to reward someone that performs and outperforms their contract, that shows a willingness and a desire to wear that royal blue. Mikel has done that, obviously, this offseason, and his performance on the field in the past year and a half, I think, warrants this type of security. So, to me, much like the Cole Reagans deal, it's a no-brainer. And Reagans, you don't eat up any of the free agent years like you do with Mikel, but Reagans also has a much different position, and when you're the pitcher, the concerns about the elbow are always going to be paramount. So that's why maybe you don't eat up the free agent years of Cole Reagans, but with Mikel, the guy's going to be, what, 30?
Yeah.
When he hits free agency, again, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm with Vern. I mean, this is just a no-brainer kind of move. It's not very expensive. You lock in the rest of his 20s. If something goes left, you can get out of a 27-year-old Mikel Garcia who has shown you a plus glove and can play multiple positions. This was an obvious signing to me for the Kansas City Royals. Rob, I want to get your take on this, as we saw the Royals agree to a long-term extension with Mikel Garcia, 5 years, $57 million. If he hits certain incentives, it can get into the $80 million range. I imagine you're with the consensus, you're with everybody else when it comes to this signing?
Yeah, I'm not going to be contrarian here. It's hard for me to be contrarian. The Royals had a player who is Gold Glove quality, 25 years old, the prime of his career, and they locked him up until he's 32.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And on the surface, that alone makes the contract a win. But now you add in the fact, as you said, you can eject if things get bad. I mean, we've seen the Royals, when they make these kind of deals before, get out from under them. Like, I don't think this is the same type of player, but the Royals did this with Hunter Dozier. It didn't work out. You know what they did? They told Hunter Dozier goodbye. Like, these type of deals are good for the team. You now lock in every year. We know basically exactly what we're paying our third baseman. And now the left side of your infield is Gold Glove quality. You believe you have an elite bat and a good bat. And every single offseason you go in knowing we're set at third, we're set at short. That it is impossible for me to be like down on this move unless you have just a fundamental misunderstanding of the economics of baseball and you think the Royals should be spending like the Dodgers. It is impossible to be down this move. Now there will be other moves this offseason that I think are coming that we can have discussions about if it's good, bad, acquisition costs, this, that, the other. Mikel Garcia being locked up until he's 32 sitting next to Bobby Witt Jr. every day. That's a win for the organization, a win for everyone involved. Kudos to Sherman, kudos to Piccolo, kudos to everyone involved.
I want to play a couple more cuts for you guys from Josh Vernier. Vern was asked if there is a worry that Mikel could potentially mail it in now that he's got the guaranteed bag. Here's what Vern said.
He can give you 285, an OPS north of league average, a Gold Glove defense at second, at short, or at third. One of the best base runners in the sport. Great instincts, great work ethic.
Great teammate.
Yeah, easy to get along with. He's the total package. And with the bloodlines that he has, I don't think you need to worry about him taking the money and mailing it in.
Yeah, that's always a very weird conversation I think it has when it comes to athletes. Like, what drives you? What motivates you? You want to win. You want to perform. You want to play at a high level. You want to be an all-star. You want to be viewed as one of the best players at your respective position. I mean, the question, I guess, with Mikel Garcia, if there is a question, is do you believe in what he did last year? Do you think he can continue to replicate that? Or do you think there is another level? I would say even if there is not another level, and let's say for the next 4 or 5 years of this contract, if he never improves from where he was in 2025, and you were telling me that the Royals just signed a Gold Glove defensive player who can hit 15 or more home runs, have 70 or more RBIs, hits almost 300, and plays in 160 games, every team in Major League Baseball signs up for just being that player. So even if it's not mailing it in, if you just continue to be what you've been or what you've shown last year, which it makes sense to me. Hey, you had a really good rookie season. You had a little bit of a sophomore slump. You then bounced back in your third year and had a big time season. And now, as you are heading into what people consider to be the prime of your career, 26, 27, 28, if you can just continue to be that, or if there is another 10 to 15% that you can possibly get out of that bat, this is a great contract for everybody. So I didn't even really think about having a worry as now, is he going to mail it in? Man, once you get a small taste of the success and you got a chance to be an all-star, you got a chance to be one of the faces of the organization, I mean, the goal of an athlete is to keep going and to give your team a chance to win. You got to the postseason, so you know what it's like, and now trying to figure out a way to get Kansas City back into the postseason and give yourself a chance to be dangerous and make some moves.
I mean, I really hate when we have the mail-it-in conversation, like somehow money just makes athletes not care anymore. I think you see that when athletes are 35, 36, 37, 38. Like, I do think you see that when, remember Juan Gonzalez signed with the Royals? I think Juan Gonzalez was mailing it in. He was chasing a check. Charlie Weiss, when he was the coach at Kansas, he was chasing a check. These were guys, I know it's coaching and players, that were at the tail end of their career. I don't know many 25-year-olds to get payers done. Hey, I've done what I need to do.
And especially one thing that I think is super important is, man, by playing really well, you can make yourself an extra $30 million. There are escalators in here. So, yeah, $57 million is the floor. He's guaranteed to get 57. He could possibly make $85 million. That's a substantial amount of money. We're talking about what? Off the top of my head, from a math perspective, that's a 60% raise that you could possibly get for yourself. Put an extra $30 million in your pocket, and you're Mikel Garcia. You now line yourself where by the time you hit 30, you can put yourself in line to get another big contract and maybe clear another $60 to $80 million. Like, We could be talking about a player that makes $150 million in his lifetime playing baseball. I don't really know why you would even have that mindset at 25 years old to potentially mail things in. You got another contract in your lifetime. Go ball out and go get that second deal. Maybe it works in Kansas City. Maybe it doesn't work out in Kansas City. But you certainly still got a lot more money you can get to if you were him. Last cut I want to play from Vernon. We're going to head to Denver, Colorado here in a bit and talk about the Broncos game coming up this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. Here's Vern. He was asked, who is he willing to trade for the Royals to add an outfielder?
This corner outfielder that's coming in, I need what? At least 3 years, right?
At least.
Yeah. Okay.
Of cheap control, yeah. Because you're giving up 6 years of cheap control.
But if I'm going to receive a proven commodity offensively, defensively in the corner outfield, I don't care if it's expensive. I'll trade a team-friendly 6 years of Noah Cameron for 3 years of a properly priced corner outfielder. I would do that.
So that was Josh Vern. You're talking about what he is willing to potentially add an outfield bat. Rob, where are you at? If you saw across the bottom line that the Royals made a trade for one of those outfielders, and they've been linked to about three or four different ones, what would you feel comfortable giving up?
I think it depends on each name, but I do feel like I'm willing to give up a little bit of controlled pitching. It's like, it's a good problem, but it's like a bizarro world problem to me. Carrington, we grew up in an era, even when the Royals were in the peak of their powers, 2014, 2015, there was never a thought that they have an abundance of pitching. Too much pitching, it's coming out of their ears. Right now, the Royals do. So I'd be fine moving a Noah Cameron, a Chris Bubich, Ryan Burgert, or that type of player to get a cost control bat. Because you know one thing the J.J. Piccolo era Royals have shown me? They can find, they can develop, and they can get the most out of pitching. So I'm willing to give up a cost control arm to get an impact bat. I'd like multiple years of control of the impact bat. I don't want to be picking up a guy on an expiring contract, but I am willing to give up some of the cost control pitching the Royals have to add an impact outfielder, because I've seen time after time, the Royals took Noah Cameron from a fifth-round pick, a guy no one heard of 12 months ago, to a guy now fans are arguing can or can't get moved. I'm willing to give up some of those type of pieces to get the bat, because it feels like the Royals last year, maybe not from the World Series, but they were the bat away from being right in the heart of that division race. And if you're in the division race, we'll see what happens in October, and I'm willing to give up a Noah Cameron type to get that bat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.